Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, sitting in the spirit partner, Elaine Pachacek. Date of birth 9/16/1977. Date of procedure July 5th, 2024. Physicians Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, referring physicians Dr. Kenneth D.A.G. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, comma, hot snare polypectomy and hemoclip deployment times one, as well as 2 cc's of India ink injection. Sorry, 2 cc's of ink injection. Indication is Cologuard positive, comma, constipation. Description of procedure: informed consent of pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Such emergency while explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the anesthesia. Place in muscle lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penis. The cecal valve complements the full period. Terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, or retroflexure is obtained at the rectum period. Boston valve prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep. Patient tied the procedure well without any complications. Findings: the terminal aim, comma, last 3 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. Ileocecal valve. There was a broad-based, approximately 2.5-centimeter sessile polyp that was emanating from behind the fold. Some cold biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology. Comma, this polyp was not removed. Next line. There was a approximately 8-millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 8-millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 diminutive cecal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 diminutive ascending colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 transverse colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was a 7-millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. In the sigmoid colon approximately 30 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of approximately 2.5-centimeter pedunculated polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. A hemoclip was deployed at the base with good hemostasis achieved, and approximately 2 cc's of ink were placed just distal to the site of the polyp. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided mild diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. There were no down retroflexion. They were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, once biopsies results will refer patients to Orlando Healthcare for EMR of the ileocecal valve polyp. Next line, repeat colonoscopy decided after above. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.